speaking with Rayette Brown, who's the support network coordinator for Women Heart of Jamestown, but Women Heart, a coalition that is a national one for women with heart disease. And so we've got our first year local event, and it's great. I think a lot of people are going to want to come out to this. It is the first annual Heart Redneck Triathlon. And you know what, for people out there that are saying, you know, redneck, you know, that I don't want to be a redneck. You know, nothing wrong with being a redneck.
You know, I've gotten very few. I mean, everybody I've talked to said, that is great. We're rednecks because it originated from the South. I'm a redneck. I grew up on a farm. My dad was a redneck. You know, it's a farmer.
Absolutely.
It's a farmer term.
Absolutely. You know, well, it is the first annual. First annual Heart Redneck Triathlon. And I'll tell you, give you all the information. And after today, you'll be able to check it out on our website as well at newsdakota.com. We'll give you all the information. But it's coming up on Saturday, February the 16th of next year at the Buffalo Lanes from 1 to 4 p.m. Registration will be at noon. But pre-registration is starting up right now. You can sign up with Casey at the Buffalo Lanes or the Buff. Team event of three people. It's $45 per team, $20 per person. Now, the triathlon, three important events. You got bowling, you got darts, and you got pool. I got to tell you, that pretty much sums up a redneck triathlon right
pretty
there.
Pretty much, you know, and Casey, so we can allow it and open it up for some great family fun. Because I'm all, you ask anybody that knows me, family is important in my life. So to come up with a I have a couple of great friends that are helping me get this going, and it's awesome. And, I mean, I'm so excited. And Casey is so excited, too, because he's very family-oriented. Mm-hmm. So he's bringing in the dartboard so we can have the dart event. Plus, he's bringing in a pool table into the Buffalo Lanes area.
Wow, that's great.
So he's like, you know, it's not a big area. But hey, if we can crowd this place, wow, awesome. And all the proceeds are going, you know, I'm putting it. So yeah, I mean, the proceeds are going, it's all going back to Heart, Women Heart. And I'm giving part of the proceeds to American Heart Association /Go Reg, which I've done many things with Joan and the Heart Association. So what better, you know, I mean, I'm so excited because there is nothing heart associated in Jamestown.
Right.
And like I said, I got a couple of great friends helping me get this up and running. Yeah. And it's a great event to bring to the community. Plus, what better way? You're giving back to Heart.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Again, speaking with Rayette Brown, the support network coordinator for Women Heart of Jamestown. The first annual Heart Redneck Triathlon. I got to tell you, pre-register now. Get your team of three ready to go and sign up. Pre-register with Casey at the Buffalo Lanes or the Buff. It's $45 per team. This event, you know, we've got some time, but get registered now. You know, the more people that can get in now, the better. February 16th of 2013. But, you know, that'll, like we were talking about off air, that'll creep up before we know it.
It will, you know. And also, I'm going to do a silent auction. I want to, you know, I'm starting to go around to different businesses, and I've gotten great support. Everybody thinks, well, that is great. You know what you're doing, you're bringing heart. You know, but it's my compassion.
Absolutely.
And so I'm going to do door prizes. I'm going to do some door prizes. I want to do a silent auction. And I'm making up these redneck trophies. It's going to be great. And trophies are going to be for the first, second, third, and even fourth place, last place.
There you go.
For the team and individual. And
that's wonderful.
And I'm also dress up, you know, because I'm going to give stuff away for the best dressed team, best, you know, redneck team, best dressed redneck individual.
Yeah, have fun with it.
You know, and even children, like I said, bring the kids out. Kids love bowling. They love dart. You know, they love it. And this is a family event. And
absolutely. Bowling, darts, and pool, the Redneck Triathlon.
Yeah.
The first annual right here in Jamestown at the Buffalo Lanes, February the 16th. Did you mean for it to coincide kind of with Valentine's Day? Or is that just
no,
sort of a...
You know, what I wanted to do was get in for the cabin fever.
Okay,
week.
Sure.
But
no, I just thought that's interesting.
But there's a state bowling tournament those first two weekends of February, so I couldn't get it in, so Casey's like, well, there's February 16th I have open. And I was like, well, perfect, Heart.
Yeah.
You know, and Heart is February.
February heart, absolutely.
Heart month. So I thought Valentine's Day weekend, afternoon of fun. You can still got Saturday night to take your sweetheart out if you're working during the week. So
there you go.
I'm excited. And, you know, just talking to people, they're excited. I just got two teams at work this morning.
Wonderful.
You know, I was at a health fair down at Ann Carlson, and one of the gals said, Ray, I got two teams going. I'm so excited. This is going to be great. So, I think this is going to, you know, and truthfully, I don't maybe expect a whole lot, but I got that Field of Dreams. I'm going to build it. It's going to come, and this is going to be a yearly event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just, and you got to start somewhere.
You do. And like I said, it's all going back to heart.
And that's what makes
heart,
it so great.
American heart, go red.
All the proceeds benefiting Women Heart and the American Heart Association.
I'm going to keep a small percentage. Like I said, I have a monthly support group. What I'd like to do, my computer is kind of old, so I need to get a nice computer.
Gotta upgrade.
But I want to web out through the internet to target the heart hospitals in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks target through the web to maybe do a support group over online, you know, because I can't be able, you know, with work and stuff, can't travel.
Sure.
You know, I'd love to be able to do a support group and actually go there, but thank goodness for the internet. So, that's my goal, is I want to get a nice computer through the, you know, the event proceeds, keeping my group, and then there's flyers too, you know.
Absolutely.
That I can...
A good goal to have
for my, you know, members that have been coming. I have a small group, and it's a ladies about five, but that's okay. You know, we're close heart sisters, and I encourage anyone. Like I said, it's the third Tuesday, 7 o'clock, out at the Jamestown Hospital every month. You know,
and to contact Rayette, you can call 701-320-2023. Again, we'll have all this information up on our website, newsdakota.com. It's the first annual Heart Redneck Triathlon, in addition to the Women's Heart Support Group weekly, as Ray had mentioned. So we'll be sure to get all that information up. Thank you so much for coming
Thanks
in today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah,
and
greatly
I'm excited.
Appreciate it.
I encourage, you know, and people, please call me, you know, if you have any questions. I mean, like I said, it's going to be a fun family event.
Absolutely.
You know, and family is where heart is. It's all about family. So, and I'm very heart family oriented. So,
no doubt about that.
This is going to be great. And it's going back to heart, like I said. What better way than it? I mean, it's a great event for a great cause.
Great cause, heart disease. Unfortunately, the rate of deaths in the United States, it causes the most.
It's the number one killer in women and also men.
Yep.
Also men. You know, women get misdiagnosed undetected more so than a male because we have a little more issues that we deal with,
sure.
You know, before they actually would go in. But, you know, I mean, there's some women, some of us champions that had a stomach ache or a backache that went in and was actually having a heart attack.
Mm, wow.
So it don't take much. And like I said, there's, you know, this is for males too.
Absolutely.
Number one killer, one in every three.
There you go. Well, thank you again, Rayette. Again, if you want to contact Rayette, you can do so directly at 701-320-2023, and we'll have all that information up again at newsdakota.com. Thank you very much for
joining
me today.